Okay, tonight's learning should be dedicated to Lanishma Simor Rochel Basar of Tzvi Ayeh, whose yahrzeit is this?
Shabbos.
Shabbos is the mother of our own very special member of our shir, Dr. Friedman, who, from what he told me a little bit about his mother, seems to show clearly that she was a very special woman. And she left a beautiful, beautiful legacy of Yiddish and Achas, of Dairi Dairis. So our learning should be a schus for her neshama on her upcoming yahrzeit. We're holding over here in the middle of a very difficult topic because we're kind of playing guessing game. We're trying to figure out what we think the logic would have been if Rav Moshe said what he said. The rumor is that Rav Moshe Feinstein held that it's permissible 100% to turn off a gas stove oven on Yom Tif, even if it's not relevant for food. That's the memra, that's the shmuz, everyone knows. Rav Moshe Feinstein said, you could turn off a gas oven on Yom Tif, even if there's no food, because you could. And the problem is, we don't have anything in his writings. All we have is two tshuvas where Rav Moshe makes a comment that I have a chiddush about this, and I don't want to put it into writing. So we're really left in the dark, what Rav Moshe Feinstein had. Now we'll get to the end of the shir, a fascinating tshuva from the Debrei Tzvi Nerov, where he debunks the whole theory. We'll have to get to that at some point tonight. But let's work in the world of possibilities. Now, we mentioned last week that there were gedolim. There were gedolim, obviously, maybe, not obviously, definitely not on the caliber of Moshe Feinstein, who permitted this, but we have to work out the logistics, or what we call the lumdus, to how could someone justify such an activity? What would that be?
I was here.
Yeah.
I just forgot where we're getting Rav Moshe's source from.
People. It doesn't say it anywhere in the Sefer.
So
everyone knows. This is like, you know, those who know, everyone knows. Okay. Rav Moshe Feinstein says that you're allowed to. It's one of those things that everyone knows. Now, sometimes when everyone knows something, it doesn't mean it's true, right? Right? Ask everyone. Everyone knows that the Maharal made a Goylem, and we know that's not true, right? So we have to know when everyone says something, when does it become true, when does it become fake news? So that's our job today. So we're going to try to figure out, from a halachic standpoint, how can one justify the practice of being able to turn off the gas oven when there is no food? And you do so. Why would you do it? Why would you turn off the gas? You want to save money on the gas. You're worried about the kids. The house gets too hot. But nothing to do with food. So we started off with source 8, a very important Gemara in Be'ah. The Gemara in Be'ah tells us that if you are mistapik mimenu, if you take away oil from a fire, yechayiv mishum mechaber. You violated the malacha of mechaber. Now we pointed out you can't really violate mechaber deraisa in such a way, because in order to violate mechaber deraisa, it have to be a case where you actually wanted the burnt, so to say, the charred wood. Over here, you just want the oil, so it would be a malacha shein tzricha legufa. But the Gemara says that that's mechaber. So there is a very important taisvis over here. Taisvis number 10. This is where we just got started at the end of last week. Taisvis says. Taisha says, why exactly is taking away oil from a candle mechaber? If you ask most people how to define the malach of mechaber, so most people would say, well, mechaber means putting out a fire. So we know that that's not so simple. It might not just be putting out a fire, it might be diminishing a fire. What happens if I make a fire go out quicker? We'll talk, Belina, the next week. There's a case in Shulchan Aruch. Let's say I have a very long candle, and it's lit, and I cut half of it off. What happens if you cut off half a candle? It's going to go out much quicker. There's much less wax. It's going to go out faster. Would that also be mechaber? Would cutting a candle be mechaber, making it now? Or let's say the case in Shulchan Aruch is going to be, well, Belina, I'll get to this next week, where I do something, I put something around the candle, and now the fire, when it hits it, goes out. Let's say you put some form of an anti-fire thing around the candle.
You put water.
You put water, right? Okay. Water's a little bit more complicated. We'll get to that.
That's the whole thing.
So then we have the Gemara in Shabbos, where you have a case where you have a fire over here, and you put barrels of water over here, and there the fire goes naturally. Here, you're actually being more involved, which is what we have to get to tonight. So Tosfos writes, number 10, HaMistapik Menu Chayim Mishum Mechaber. So Tosfos, if you take away oil from a fire, that's Mechaber. Ein Ratzalai, Mr. Tosfos. It's not means to say that Meshem Emar Kibuye. Says Tosfos, you would have thought that if I speed up the Kibuy, that is Kibuy. If I make something happen faster, that's also the malach. This we'll need to talk either about next week and 2 weeks. This is the shayla about taking the pins out of the Shabbos clock. If I take the pin out of the Shabbos clock and I speed up the process, so maybe that's called I made it, I caused the kibbuy. Taisva says, not so. Says Taisva, that would not be a problem. Because if you sped up a fire, that's gram, that's indirect. And that would be mutter on Yom Tov, mutter. Even though you sped up it going out. So Tosfos writes over here that if I cause the fire to go out faster, that's not us on Yom Tov. What about on Shabbos? Says Tosfos, Shabbos, nami ein chayiv. So obviously you'll note the difference in wording of Taisus. When it comes to Yom Tov, Taisus says, Shari, it's mutter. When it comes to Shabbos, Taisus ain't a chayv. So this is going to be one of the major sources we'll have to deal with in subsequent weeks, that there's a difference between Gram Kibbeh on Shabbos and Gram Kibbeh on Yom Tov. But we're talking about Yom Tov now.
Is that the same resolution as Pater Ovasa?
Well, yeah, it definitely sounds like you shouldn't do it. As opposed to Yom Tov, where Taisus sounds like Shari, you can go do it. So let's talk about Yom Tov. We're learning Yom Tov now. So according to Taisus, Yom Tov, you're allowed to do Gram Kibbeh. How does Tosfos learn Gram Kibbeh? Tosfos learns Gram Kibbeh means speeding up a fire is Gram Kibbeh. So one second. So what? How do you learn the Gemara over here? The Gemara said by us, "I'm stopping you, menu chayiv. If I take oil out of the fire, I'm oiver nisser of mechava. Why? All I did was sped up the fire going out. Meaning, if let's say for example, you have a cup of oil with a wick, and if you leave everything the way it is, it goes for an hour. I suction out oil, now it goes out after a half an hour. So you would have thought, that's the isser. Speeding up the kibbeh is asr. Says Taisvis, not so. Speeding up that is gram kibbeh. So how do you learn the Gemara? Says Taisvis, Elohainu taima. So what's pshat in the Gemara? Hoyil de bo'oise shosho mistabik mimenu mechabik tzas u mechase oiroi. Says Taisvis, no. When you take a little bit of the oil, you know what happens? The fire itself diminishes. A little bit it diminishes. Its power, its potency gets a little weaker when you take out the oil. Says Tosfos, "De la yochel an hurei kulei, it can't shine as much as it used to. Ki ikah shemen muat b'nei, when there's a little bit less oil." That's Tosfos' insight. Oh, so I gave the share in my shul on Shabbos, and some guy told me he's not true. The Matzias is wrong. Then the other guy's like, "No, the Matzias is 100% right." Now, today we have this little thing called Google, so you want to test it out. It really should depend on how much oil you probably have in the fire. If you have a massive, you know, a huge thing of oil and a little, you won't recognize it. But if you have a small amount of oil with a wick, the fire will get...
You won't really recognize it until it's to the point where there's less oil.
Right.
So that's not what you necessarily... You're still speeding it up.
No. Taisus is learning that when I take out the oil, I'm not speeding it up. I'm actually diminishing the power of the fire.
So why should it be Ein Chayav on Shabbos?
So according to Tosfos, that's good. Again, Mistapik is also. The Gemara says, Mistapik min Hashem min Eschayev. That means if I take out oil from a candle, if I go Friday night, for those people who use oil candles Friday night, if I go to the candle Friday night and I take a straw and I suction out, don't try this at home, I suction out some of the oil, I'm over an Isser. What Isser? Mechabel. Why Mechabel? So Tosfos will tell you it's because you just shrunk the size of the fire. You don't know it? It did, sometimes.
I'll tell you, but sometimes my wife puts this much in the knickknack, other one next door will have this much, and the fires are all the same.
You think? Taisvah says less fire causes, less oil makes the fire small.
But the Gemara Shabbos says that you are chayiv for this.
Right. The reason why you're chayiv, says Taisvah, is not because you made the fire go out a half an hour earlier. The reason why you're chayiv is because you actually diminished the fire.
So why does Taisvah say here, say ain't chayiv?
No, Taisus says, Taisus says, but that's Gram Kibbeh. Taisus calls Gram Kibbeh just not, I mean, let's say the fire wouldn't get smaller. Taisus says, it's the reason why Mistapik is also, says Taisus, is because you're actually diminishing the fire itself. But if the fire would stay the same, but it would go out earlier, that's Mutter. That's Taisus. So Yom Tov Taisus says, Mutter on Shabbos, he says, Ein Echayev. Now, Taisus continues, I didn't photocopy the whole Taisus. Taisus continues, he says, and based on what I just told you, if you have a long candle of Shava, and you cut the bottom off. And now that I cut the bottom off, what's going to happen? It's going to go out an hour earlier.
But it says, diminishing.
Says Taisus mutter! Because since I didn't diminish the flame itself. And that's the way it's kapaskan in the Shulchan Aruch. Like this, we'll talk more about this next week. It's more complicated than I'm making it. But Taisus paskas by us, based on the way he understood the Gemara, that if I would cut a candle halfway through, and now it's definitely going to go out earlier. It's a fact. There's less wax to burn. Says Tosfos, as long as I didn't tamper with shrinking the fire, it's not mechab. Okay, that's Shita Tosfos.
According to Tosfos, you can pull the pin on the Shabbos clock based on
according
that.
Why?
Because you're not diminishing the light, you're just making it go
quicker. So that might depend on if the fire is already on or if the fire is not on yet. Well, meaning if the appliance is on or the appliance is off. We'll get to that, but neither. This is all Tosfos. Now, the Rosh, number 11, has a different spin on it. Says the Rosh, he says, no. Hilkoch nearly time with the Nistabik Menaner. Says Taisus, no. I think the reason why Nistabik Menaner is Osir is Mishum Shememari Kibuyo. It's because you are speeding up the fire. He disagrees with Taisus. He thinks when you speed up the life expectancy of a fire, that's also Kibuy. Says the Rosh, but even though it's Gram, this type of gram you're chayiv. Why? The ad kan le pligi hasam elo mishum de einer negeya bedover hadol. Says the Rosh, what's the case in the Gemara in Shabbos? Case in the Gemara in Shabbos is a fire here, and I line up barrels 20 feet away from the fire. What happens? Nature kicks in. The fire travels up to the barrels, hits the barrels, explodes the barrels. The barrels are filled with water, and the water puts out the fire. That's Gram. I didn't do anything. I didn't touch a fire. I didn't go near. I wasn't even 20 feet within the fire. I was 20 feet away. That's Gram Kibbe. Gram Kibbe is Mutter B'Yomtev. Says Tosis, but over here, not so simple. Why, says the Rosh? He says, that's real Gram. I didn't touch the fire. I did something on the outside. That caused the fire to go out when it finally reached the barrels. But over here, what did I touch? What did I tamper with? The shemen. Where's the shemen? Shemen's in the cup. Where's the cup? The cup is with the fire. Says the Rosh, Aval Hocha, Hashemen v'apsilu shteim garmen asadleika. They're both causing the fire. V'hamemayit mi'echel menu, memarit sakibay chayv. Over here, since I tampered, I touched the actual dvarim, the actual parts that make this run, the source of the fire, that's no longer gram. That's the Rosh's chiddush.
It wouldn't matter if I have 36 hours worth of it, and I was advancing it, but it's still going to go out only after Shabbos.
Mistamar, that would be okay, I think, according to this. That would be okay. That's right, that's right. Correct. But according to the Rosh, according to Taisus, if I diminish, according to Taisus, the fact that it got a little smaller every minute, that would already be Mechabe.
Right.
Correct. So says the Rosh, if I wouldn't put in the extra fire, would have went out. Now that the fire is burning longer, it's as if I lit it. So what's the Rosh's chiddush? The Rosh holds that if you touch, you tamper with the actual source of the fire, that's no longer ground. So again, so let's just very quickly, according to the Rosh, if you turn the knob on the stove connects to the gas, and the gas is what's feeding the fire. Is that considered as if I touched the actual shemen and psila? What would the Rosh say to that? Again, according to Taisa, when you turn the gas, you're definitely lowering the fire. That's a fact, right? When you turn, now you can argue that it's not my direct. It's I'm turning it. That's causing the gas to stop flowing. When the gas stops flowing, automatically everything happens. Meaning, Taisus's case is more direct. What, Michael?
Yeah, but that's a situation. That's not a gram kibbutz. There's much difference.
What is the difference exactly?
Because you know by turning the knob automatically, you don't know where to get it.
Good, but the question is, how directly am I involved or not? How much do we consider me being involved? Oh, okay, good. So that's what we're going to have to see. That's what we're going to have to see.
Plus also, one other question, just yeah. For clarification, Rabbi. How does that work as far as, where? I know you kept saying this last week, you mentioned tonight, that there's no difference between, there's no difference between lowering the flame and shutting off the flame.
Correct.
How do we know, where do we know that?
Moshe wrote it explicitly in a tshuva, and it says like that in the Ber Halacha.
But it's not a Gemara.
It probably comes somewhere from the Gemara, but where we saw it from Rav Moshe, and we saw it in a Ber Halacha as well. Okay, so these are two Maromakimus that we need to work with. We have a Tosfos and a Rosh. Let's see the last Maromakim is a number 12. There's a Gemara, in Be'ah. The Gemara in Be'ah says, Omar Rabbi Yehuda kinsa shari. Kinsa is permitted. What is kinsa? Says the Ritva, number 12. Girsas harif vaharamam omer Rebbe Yehuda kinsa shari. The Rif and the Ramam have the girsa kinsa. Others have kinva, kinsa. Upirushahim. What does it mean? Avuka shehiosuye mechatichas ketanam shalaitzim. You have a avuka. You have a torch that's made up of a bunch of pieces of wood. Va'oiches bemiktas ha'or. And some of them caught on fire already. You have a bunch of twigs. And some of them already caught on fire. Mutar lito me'oisam eitzim shloi achas benor. Says the Gemara, kinsa means those pieces of wood that have not yet caught on fire, I'm allowed to take them out of the fire. Because what happens? You have a big fire, and some of the pieces, again, the piece of wood that already caught on, if you take that out, it's going to go out. But let's say some of the wood didn't yet catch on fire, and I want to pull it out of the pile. Says the Gemara, that you're allowed to do. That's kinsa. So frek de ridva, why is that mutter? Why is that not like taking shemen out of the candle? Because again, we all know what kills a fire? The wood leaving. So if I pull out the wood, aren't I, by definition, diminishing the fire?
But that That one is not doing anything yet.
I thought they explained the Magen Avraham that way.
Was it Magen Avraham?
Yes. That's how Ramesh explained it. Right, so every time... Right, because the way you do kippa is by removing wood. So the question over here, so why am I allowed to take away the wood that hasn't yet caught fire? Says the Ritva, V'loy domi l'mistapik mishem en shebiner she'asr. This is not like the case of removing oil. Again, this should be like removing oil. I'm not allowed to take oil out of a candle because every drop of oil helps it burn. Removing the oil makes it not burn. Wood makes it burn. Taking away the wood will make it not burn. So what's the difference? So the Ritva says like this. T'hosam kol Hashem in guf echad v'dover echad. There, Shemen is one entity. This is the entity that's causing the fire to go. You touch that, you're in trouble. But over here, each piece of wood is its own entity. Each piece of wood is its own entity. I don't look at it that this piece of wood is what's sourcing this fire. And therefore, I can take it away without a problem.
And the rush, it's like cutting the candle in half.
It's like the case of cutting the candle in half.
And the rush would agree with the Ritva?
The Ritva is trying to make it sound like that. He's trying to make it that the way the Rosh learned it could possibly still work with our Gemara.
Whether that piece of wood is, whether it has a fire part of it already.
So if it already has a fire, we're afraid that by taking it out, you might extinguish the fire. But we're talking about it's not yet extinguished. It's going to shorten the life expectancy of the fire. Says the Ritva, that's okay because it's a separate entity.
But as you're pulling it out, you're also increasing potentially the...
Right, so he's saying that even though when I pull out this piece of wood, I'm now, by definition, just created a situation where the life of the fire is shorter, that's mutter.
Adding wood is not a problem?
Adding wood would also be a problem. That would be mavir. So on Yom Tov, it's mutter.
I put it near it. In other words, I took one piece of wood out, I put another one in there. Neither of them were affected by the fire at the time.
I don't know. I'm not sure how for Mavir that would work. It's always hard to know if Mavir and Kibbe always work perfectly up backwards of each other. I'm not sure.
I'm sorry, Rabbi. I know this is very basic, and I may have missed one or two. There should be no patching around with the ovens on Yom Tov. You know, we're making higher, lower.
No, you're allowed to make... Well, first of all, as we spoke about before, one should really not patch that much with the oven. To lower it, for sure. Maybe to higher it. But even to lower it, it has to only be that it's going to burn the food.
So what's the aim being like? So how's that between Shabbos and Yom Tov?
Shabbos, you can't do anything.
What are you doing here now?
You can raise it.
Maybe.
Right? Now, raise it is much easier. Okay. Lowering it is only if you don't lower, the food's going to burn.
Okay.
And burn means it's going to be almost unedible or very not desirable for the family.
Again, if you have a pilot, it's
not... A pilot light's not going to stop that. You still turned off this fire over here. What do you mean? Of course you did. This fire that was right here went out.
No, that fire that's here is that fire. More
just so it could be if you have a pile, then the fire never goes out.
That was the presumed basis for Moshe.
Right. The problem is when Moshe said it.
Going down.
Oh well, you're shrinking the fire.
Shrinking the fire.
Where's the fire go? Disappears. That fire, when you turn off the gas, that fire that's under this burner goes where?
Disappears.
It dies.
No, it shrinks.
Oh, that's right. There's gonna be a problem. So shrinking the fire would also be awesome. So then that's where I have an issue with. First of all, Ramesh was talking presumably even without the pilot, but
what he's saying, which is not true. If I have a fire that's on, I don't know, a level 5, it goes down to 3, so the delta between 5 and 3 has disappeared. The fact that I can still see it doesn't mean that I didn't cause it to disappear.
That would still be awesome.
The fact that you no longer see it on the stove, on the oven top, doesn't mean that it's totally gone, because the pilot itself is what's...
Right, but if you still shrunk that fire, that would still be kibbutz. Lowering
the
fire.
According to the
Tzad,
he said that shrinking.
Yeah. Ramesh himself writes like that.
What does the pilot have to do with the gas supply?
Right. That's what I thought.
But it's an existing fire.
You still turned off this fire, no?
Why is the pilot there? I mean, way out of my...
No, I thought the Tzad is that you still ended this fire, no?
Well, you cut off the gas supply.
This fire ended, no?
I couldn't cut off the place, so other pilot would go out.
No, there's a gas supply.
There's multiple fires going. That's what I thought.
And multiple gas
supplies. That's what I thought the lumbus was. That's what I thought. I don't know. Okay.
Rabbi?
Yes, Michael.
I think when Ramesh came out,
I can't hear you, Michael. What?
Yeah.
How does the pilot
work? Because we're having a machoik over here, how the pilot oven works.
The gas.
guesses, so it was 95.
What tshuva?
No, so what gas is this? Is it the same gas?
What tshuva?
It's
there, so you don't have to constantly look.
But is it the same gas supplying the pilot supplies right under the
pilot? Well, there's one source, but it's, you know, in the center, let's say, of the pilot, and if there's a gas tube that's open, right, it lets it, it's going to ignite the door.
That's
why many years ago everybody always wanted to, people were upset when they got some pilots. So as long as the jets and going out, it doesn't make a difference with the pilot we just do.
Yeah, again, that's... No, that's what everyone's suggesting over here. Okay, we got to get moving, but Akoponim, we'll leave that off for now. Now, the famous article that is in print is in the Beis Yitzchak Journal. There's an article from Rabbi Tendler. Rabbi Moshe Tendler, that's how I wrote an article in the Beis Yitzchak Journal, where he tries to defend the practice of turning off a gas stove oven on Yom Tov. He never once mentions in the tshuva, and this is what my father-in-law held, or I'm trying to be mazmer my father-in-law. He never says it once. They say over that when he wrote this article, he told everyone, or everyone knew, that he was doing this to be explained his father-in-law's opinion. But if you actually read the journal, he does not say that. I looked up and down. It's not a very long journal, a couple pages. He wrote an essay in the journal, Beis Yitzchak. And there he never once, at least that I came across, does he say, and this was Pshat and my Shver. Actually, we'll get to the end of the tshuva. He says, all that I told you shouldn't even be relied upon Allah HaMaisa. Okay, that's what he writes at the end of the journal. This was just lumdus. But they say over that when he gave this, when he wrote this essay, he did this to try to be masbo where his shver was coming from. Okay, so let's see.
Now, how did he paskin in his shul?
I don't know. It doesn't say what he actually did. He was just trying to be masbo in lumdus. So let's see, what's the attempt over here? Number 13. He writes, Lefiat toisvis, ho isu hu b'mash machish or miyad. According to toisvis, the prohibition is being machish, taking away, subtracting the fire immediately. But according to the Rosh, the Pshat is taka, speeding up the life of the fire. Madua mater bikinsa. Oh, now it's the same cash we had before. So why would the Rosh hold of kinsa? Madua mater bikinsa b'chatichas chelev b'ner doluk. Frak there, the kasha, can we make the Ritva and the Rosh work together? The Rosh holds that gram kiba is a problem when you're tampering with the actual things. So what's kinsa? I pulled out a piece of wood. So the Ritva gave us a teretz. No, you don't look at it like that. You look at it as each wood as a separate entity and the shemen is one big mix. So Rabbi Tendler wants to say maybe this is what the Ritva means, or maybe it's his own pshat. He says, no, there's a difference. Why? It has to be that this thing was designated for this fire. And then I took away this thing that was designated for this fire. That's called ruining the fire, and that's called kibui. But if this thing wasn't designated for this, then it's not a problem.
He's saying that pieces are different than a mess.
Exactly. That's the chayr what the Ritva meant. That by oil, this whole oil is meant for this fire. But when you have a bunch of pieces of wood, so not every wood necessarily, again, I have a hard time understanding exactly what that means, but it's really what the Ritva said. The Ritva said each piece of wood is on its own, but I dumped them all together in this pile to make a fire. But says Rabbi Tendler, I think this is what the way he's understanding the Ritva, is that no, you don't look as if that each piece of wood is destined, is miyuchad to source this fire. So if you pull one out, that's not the end of the world. So if you accept this, that's the if. If you accept that that's Pshat and the Rosh, that the only time it's going to be a problem of kibbutz is that when you actually took away something which was designated for this fire. Now how does that help us with the gas ovens? Says Rabbi Tendler, Imkain, Bikinsa enka ner echodolok el kol chatichas eitz. He orbef neatzmai. Vemnoit chatichas eitz shleshod bo'ar adain enem estabik miner dolok. He says, no. Each piece of wood is a man onto its own. So if I touched a non-lit piece of fire, I didn't touch the fire. V'chein, okay. So he says, V'chein tzov ha-rosht afbid emestabik me'ashem shebein erchayiv shakol miyuchad lepsila adilekes v'kol mok emestabik mo'eitzim o'im chatichas chelib shleshod bo'in or enichayiv. So this is the way Rabbi Tendler wants to learn the Rosh. That according to the Rosh, the difference between shemen and eitzim is each piece of wood is its own entity. It's not considered designated for this fire. Ah. So says Rabbi Tendler, V'imke. Next paragraph. L'negeil she'la seinu bevadei ha-gaz shehu munach b'shveferes b'company ein miyuchad la'or ha-doelik b'tana. He wants to tell you the gas that flows from the company is not considered designated for my house or for my fire. It's like the case of kinsa. It's like a bunch of individual pieces of wood. Now, if you go with that logic, a barbecue grill would be a problem.
Or a propane tank.
Or a propane tank. Because that's exactly what it is. It's miuchad. It's attached to the back of my house or the back of my grill to go directly into that. So then, l'chayra, you'd have a problem.
I'm sorry. How could it not be directly to your house?
It's not because where's the gas
where's
set?
The gas set?
The gas is in a big tank somewhere. And when you open up, it can flow into your house, his house, that guy's house, anywhere. But this gas is not designated for your house.
But there's a gas right before the bell, which is in your house.
Again. Yeah, that's
so
true.
That's yours, and you paid for it.
You paid for the right to get access to that big tank of gas.
No, you're paying for the actual gas.
Well, of course, obviously. But
once you turn on the thing and you let the gas into the house, it's miyuchad for your
plan. No, the same way Kinsa wasn't miyuchad, right? Kinsa, I made this whole pile of wood. Until I actually catch it on fire, he's going to say, it's not considered miyuchad. Okay, this is his word.
You buy a certain amount of gallons of gas and say, okay, I'm going to be using it. No,
right, so if you have an oil tank, the old...
If you have a propane or a propane tank, this would make the barbecue grills much worse. Because here it's mamish miyuchad; it's set up to go straight into my house. So this is Rabbi Tendler's argument. Vim Cain, again, I'm just reading what he says. I'm not taking a stand on the shayla. Benegay l'shel l'seinu, very politically correct. Bevaday hagaz shehu monach b'shveferes. Like Moshe, we'll see what he said in a second. Shehu monach b'shveferes b'company ein miyuchad la'or hadolik b'tanur. When I make a mechitza, what happens when I turn off the switch? I make a stop from the flow of constant gas, and I stop it. Therefore, says Rabbi Tendler, then that the goyrim kiboy, ubezehu goyrim kiboy, it's goyrim it. Ain't a garu mechitza. Why is it any different in the case of kinsa? Or you mechitzas kelim of nedleika, or you have a fire, you have the kelim put up in front of that. The enkan maise kiboy klal. This is what I want. Va'afilu gram kiboy leka. Rabbi Tendler is taking it a step further. It's not just that it's gram and taisus. It's not even gram. It's a step removed from gram. Now I want to know if it's not gram. So why can't you do it on Shabbos? If you tell me it's gram kiboy, so we'll learn bli neder in the next couple of weeks. But bishul, I'm not cooking anything.
Well, I thought we were talking about gas for cooking.
No. I want to turn off the gas on Friday night, right? I'm eating out Shabbos day meal. I wanted the food hot Friday night. So on Friday night, I'll turn off the gas. If it's taken not even gram, so why can't I even do it on Shabbos? Mm-hmm. Bish, so if you tell me it's gram kibbutz, so we saw it was gram kibbutz, on Shabbos is more problematic than Yom Tov. But if it's telling me now that's not even gram... So we'll have to see, maybe some muktzah or something. You'll have to come up with some creative reasoning. But this is going to be very important for next week. So this is Rabbi Tendler's argument. Okay, very geschmack. Again, take it or leave it if you accept his chidush. That's up to you to decide. Everyone buys into it, right?
And again, Rav Moshe's, we think Rav Moshe's thought was that there was no difference between Avara or... No, so if you allowed it to increase
it,
then on Yom Tov.
Which way?
If you allowed it to increase the fire.
Which you could.
Right. I'm asking this question. The logic was, he saw no difference between...
Rav Moshe felt, that was Rav Moshe's... That he writes, and we know about that. Rav Moshe thinks that once you're allowed to lower the flame, even though you can hire a different flame, you can still lower that flame.
Right.
That Rav Moshe does say clear. That is clear. It's controversial, but that he at least writes. He writes it in two places. But
you practice that also, or are you just passing for the belt?
Rav Moshe holds, we're talking about a Yom Tov. The food is burning. Talking about the food is burning, right?
Rav Moshe said it doesn't matter.
Exactly, if you have two stove burners going, one is very high and one is low, and your wife says we gotta get the food off the stove, it's gonna burn. So you say to yourself, fine, let's put it on the other gas. Your wife says, well, that's gonna be too low, it won't cook it. Okay, good, so we'll raise it. So you have two choices: lower gas one, raise gas two. So most achrayim say, take it off gas one, don't lower it, raise gas two. Rav Moshe says, do what you want. That's what's relevant for food. Here we're talking about no food. The food's off, you've done the meals, whatever the case may be. So Rabbi Tendler Shtickel Torah is nice in the Rosh. What about in Tosfos? This is all nice and fine and dandy if you hold like the Rosh. Now, we don't even know yet. We'll see that Tzitz Eliezer is a tshuva where he thinks we pass him like the Rosh. So if we pass him like the Rosh, then Rabbi Tendler did us a big favor. Because according to the Rosh, it's only a problem if you're actually dealing with something which is designated. But Rabbi Tendler takes it a step further. He writes in the next piece. He says, even according to Taisvis, this part I have a little bit of a harder time understanding. We learn Taisvis. Taisvis holds whenever you diminish a fire, that's called kibbutz. End of story. So over here, when I turn the gas, Am I not diminishing the fire? That's we all agree that you're diminishing the fire. It says Rabbi Tanlo, Ela im hadavar haboar hu miyuchad la'ar. K'moy shibyanu, de begaz bevada ein loymesh agash ein haboar adayim miyuchad kvar hu la'ar. He says, no. Even though I'm lessening the fire, but how did I lessen the fire? I lessened the fire because I stopped the flow of the gas. But that gas isn't really directly connected to the fire. So the thing I did was still not directly connected. Meaning, when I go over to the shemen in the fire and I take the shemen out, so I directly touched shemen that was supposed to fuel this fire, and it shrunk this fire. But over here, says Rabbi Tendler, even though I definitely shrunk the fire, but how did I shrunk the fire? By taking away gas that was flowing from a pie from a central location. That's not a problem.
So Rabbi Tendler would say that if you had a big fan and you could blow out the fire, that would be a problem.
Correct. According to Tosis, for sure.
Right, and even according to Rabbi Tendler.
According to Tosis, for sure. His argument is that the way I shrunk the fire was by using the gas,
right.
And that gas is not considered designated for
but
this.
If you went right to the fire, you
correct.
Would have a problem.
Correct.
Okay, so I'm having trouble understanding.
So am I.
So here, with the oil, you can't take it out because the oil is connected, right?
Because according to Tosis, when I take out the oil, I shrunk the fire. So when I lower the gas, I'm also shrinking the fire. Right, that's the fact. Says Rabbi Tendler, but the way you're shrinking the fire is by why? By cutting off the flow of the oil, of the gas. That gas is not directly connected to this fire.
All right, but the oil that I'm taking out is also not directly. That's not burning. It's connected.
Right.
This gas is connected to gas that is burning.
Oh, again, this is the same thing. This is Rabbi Tendler's shtickle. Rabbi Tendler says the gas that flows through your pipes is like kinsa. It's like the Gemara's case of kinsa. What's kinsa? You have a piece of wood that you have near your fire. That, again, this is what I say, take it or leave, Rabbi Tendler's Chiddush. But look at the end. It's not used upon halacha l'maisa. He was just trying to be masber in the sugya and lamdas, but not halacha l'maisa. I'm not sure what he wanted. I'm not sure what his agenda was. Again, they say over, his agenda was to be masber his father, but I don't know. Yeah. You got to find out what they did. What did he go... Again, so I don't want to give away the end of this year, but the assumption is, and I heard this from numerous people, very reliable people, who told me, Bepem Mole, that Rav Moshe 100% said this. It's not debatable. Rav Moshe said, you can definitely turn off the fire. It's not a question. Now we got to figure out why. But Rav Moshe said it. Now, the reason why I'm putting that disclaimer is because if you see the piece of paper that you have from the Debet Sina Rav, he thinks Rav Moshe never said it.
Didn't you read that?
No, we didn't get to it last week. Yeah. I gave it out. We didn't get to it. But we'll talk more about that in a few minutes, I hope.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to repeat it that first. But so according to Rav Moshe Tendler, if you had one of these, for your barbecue, one of these tanks of propane, that is different than if you just had
worse.
A bunch of oils.
That would be worse. According to Rabbi Tendler's logic, according to the Rush, if you have a propane tank, that's right. I would think that's designated.
As opposed to coming from the utility company?
That's correct. I would think that would be worse. Uh-huh. Now, if we take a little bit of a look at some other Achrayim, we look over number 14, the Sefer Mikveh Mayim. Okay? He's not Rav Moshe Feinstein, but I'm not saying he's on the caliber of Rav Moshe Feinstein. I'm not starting, ranking Gedolim. It's not my thing. But over here, he was a Mechaber Sefer. So he writes it this in number 14. He comes up with a heter, which I think is a little bit on the weaker side. And he writes it this. Omnam, the gabi yomtiv l'cheira ha-yinir l'atra. I think you could turn off the gas on yomtiv. Kivan the ikar isura hu mishum gzeri d'rabbanan. He says, first of all, we got to remind ourselves, turning off a gas is only an issa d'rabbanan. Right? As we said on Sunday, it's worse. Speaking Lashon Hara is worse than turning off the gas on Yom Tov. Turning off the gas on Shabbos even. It's only Nisid Rabbanan. Right? It's only Melacha Shetzvich L'Gufa. We paskin the Melacha Shetzvich L'Gufa's part of Avalasar, which means it's only Nisid Rabbanan. So it says, this is the starting point. What would be the biggest Aveiru if you turned off the gas? It would be Nisid Rabbanan. Okay. So he says, Kivan the Iker Surah Hu Mishum Gzeir Rabbanan. Yeshlonu Leimah. The Mishum Simchas Yom Tov Loi Gazru. Simchas Yom Tov. It's going to shtem my Yom Tov if I can't turn off the gas. How many people is Yom Tov will be ruined if they can't barbecue? Can't barbecue? So I can't barbecue. It's going to ruin my Yom Tov.
Well, that's like your heat situation.
Exactly. Right. Sharei im ein. If you don't allow me to turn off the fire, lo yavu ladlik. I'm not going to light the fire in the first place. Meaning, I'm not going to cook or heat up food in the first place. If you tell me I have to keep my gas on for 3 days, you know what I'm going to say? We're eating cold food this year. We're going to eat cold food this Yom Tov. I'm not doing it. The house gets hot. It's too expensive. It's this. I'm just not going to do it. Now, we had such a svara like this. If the Olam remembers, when we started this, we saw the Lecha Mishnah says such a svara. The Lecha Mishnah has this kasha. The Gemara says that hitiru soifa mishum tchilasa. Sometimes Chazal allowed you to do things because if you don't do it, you'll never do it in the first place. Meaning, hetiru soifon, we allow you to do the thing at the end because of mitchilasa. This is a shtickle on the Ge'et Ha'atzalah members coming back from calls. Right? One of the reasons that they talk about why we matter, let's say Ha'atzalah member to come back from a call, is because he's not going to go for the call in the first place. Now, there is a little bit of a problem over here because many Rishayim hold, hetiru soifon mishum tchilasa is only when it's in Nisa Derabanan. Right? Driving your car, unless you have a Tesla, it's in Nisa Deraisa. Okay, that's a shmooze for a different time. So they want a tiny hero. So if I'm told before Yom Tov, if you tell your Jewish mother, Jewish wife, you can't turn on the gas before Yom Tov, because if you turn on the gas before Yom Tov, you got to keep it on for 3 days. You know what she says? Tuna fish sandwiches for everyone. That's it. We're not going to have our food. Okay, so could you stay at the Yom Tov? Because that will impact Yom Tov if you know that you can't.
But if you follow that logic, that if it's the Rabbanan, and it goes away because of Simchas Yom Tov, you have a whole field. I mean, Amir al-Nakhri.
Right, so he wants to argue that this is such a major area that we have to put aside the issue. Yeah, I agree with you. Where do we end? You know, what other Yisrael Darabonans are we going to throw out because of Simchas Yom Tov? So this really the Lecha Mishnah already asks on the side of the Rambam. He says, why don't we say Hetiru Soif Mishum Tchilas? And he doesn't answer it. One of the answers they say is, well, because it's only Nisa Darabonan. But Kibbu is only Nisa Darabonan. It's not going to help. So it's a stick of a problem.
Wow.
Oh, we don't know if he said it yet. We're trying to figure that out. This is a new independent reason. So he says, you're not going to cook a lot. And it shouldn't be stronger than a melacha de rice. Okay. Now, before we get to the next sheet. Yeah. There might be other reasons. But the question is if you do a Tir Yosef Mishum Tchilas. Now, the other arguments that's presented is in the Sefer Netzer Mata'ai. It's on the next page. The Sefer Netzer Mata'ai was written by a Yid named Reb Nosson Tzvi Friedman. He was Taka, I know more about him than I do the other Maramakim. He was Taka, one of the, on the Bezdin in Budapest. Before the war, he was a Meir Hara. He was on the Bezdin. He passed in Mikvois and then Big Shilas. Then he moved to Eretz Yisrael after the war and he survived. He lived in Eretz Yisrael. He has two very controversial rulings. One is that he holds you can turn off the gas. And B, he was a very big proponent of saying Hala on Yom HaSmut. Those two things got him into trouble. That's what people know, a Hungarian. But it's not just a Chiddush. There were other Hungarians. And Misholem Rota was an Hungarian and also became very, very pro saying Hala on Yom HaSmut. But in any case, the Netzer Mata'ai is talking about, he's talking about a little bit of a different case. He's talking about in Eretz Yisrael. So in Eretz Yisrael, they actually have the tank outside on the house. So
it's balloon.
The balloon, exactly. So it's a little different than our case. So before we see what he has to say, let's just take a break for a second. So the Welt says over that Reb Moshe Feinstein was matrid, right? That's what everyone says over. Take a look at this single paper that I gave you. We got to get to this is the best part. So take a look in Deber Tzina Rav Chelik Ches. She'ela. Talmud Muvuk Shalagoyin Reb Moshe Feinstein Shlita. A Talmud Muvuk of Reb Moshe. Hoyid Lefonai. Testify in front of me. The Dover, I'm on the single paper where the arrow is.
Okay, gotcha.
Sheila, Talmud Muvak Shalagain Rav Moshe Feinstein Shlita. Heyed Lefani, testify in front of me. The Dover Borer, to the fact that it's clear. Shagoin Matir Afilo Lichatchila Liskar Eishal Gas. That Rav Moshe was Matir turning off the gas, Biyomtif. Afilo Eina Litzarech Echol Nefesh Klal. Even if it has nothing to do with food. Rak Mishum Shekein Darka Bechol Liskar Eish Achar Bishol. Because that's what people do. They turn off gases after they finish cooking. The gam yesh behefset cotton, there's a little bit of a loss of money. The daitoy, and Rav Moshe held, she'ein ze b'chol kibui, it's not considered kibui. Mishim she'ein mechaba eish, I'm not extinguishing the fire. Rak mafsik hiluch agaz. I am stopping the flow of gas. I deski resa berez, v'ayidei ze, ein la'eish, oid gas. And therefore, I'm causing there to be no more gas, and now that there's no more gas, it goes at memela. It's like the case in the Gemara, where I put the barrels over here, the fire goes into the barrels and leave me out of it. I didn't touch anything.
Again, that could be independent of whether it was food or not.
That's what Rav Moshe is saying now. That's what Rav Moshe, meaning Rav Moshe's lumdus, now we're finally getting lumdus. That Rav Moshe's lumdus wasn't this rush and this tisus, it was tamazay. Rav Moshe says, I didn't touch the fire.
But I understanding how, like, there's a pipe that feeds it, uh-huh. I would understand a difference if you shut the pipe at the beginning where it comes into your house, and then you know, you didn't stop it at the stove. But when you do it right at the stove,
So that's why I stopped there and didn't go to the Netzamata. The Netzamata is talking about the case in Eretz Yisrael. That might be a little better for a couple of reasons. But listen to this. So he writes, "Vaydeze ein leish oid gaz uvedoyim leshulchan aruch." Some tough kofesa beis umadas harav shlidi b'nizda. They ask, "Nu debret sinir rav? What do you hold about this?" Listen to what he says. Tshuva bevade taima. His reason is b'shem shakol giba gaz ein elagrama shede haskira nifsak bias hagaz umiatzba nichpe. What was Ramosha's logic? His eye stopped the flow of the gas, and because the flow of the gas stopped, the fire went out on its own. Ukemoisha kosev yofa yofa b'terech hashel b'ir adover v'chein don imze havi kiboy agrama v'achroinim lo yiskimu l'dvarov. The achroinim did not agree to that's called gram. Al kain bevade yevsha l'kabel horozo. You cannot accept such a ruling. Ukemat eneni ma'amin. I don't believe shenifsak hagain of Moshe finds in shlita kain. Says the Debrezin Rav. I don't believe if Moshe ever said it. Vashemeya shoma v'to'a. And the one who heard it wrong. V'loy hoven. He didn't understand his Rebbe.
But he said, but Moshe shlita. Why didn't somebody ask him?
Ubevadai osir v'chalila lahok. So I gave over the shir in my shul, and a fellow came over to me, a big time lachachem. He told me that one of the Rosh Hashivas in Chavetz Chaim in Eretz was Rabbi Chait. He said Rabbi Chait went over to Rav Moshe, he discussed it with Rav Moshe, and 100% Rav Moshe said it.
He never
wrote it? Rav Moshe did not write it anyway. Mm-hmm. No. My Rebbe told me, I asked him the Shaila once, he told me, Rav Moshe held this way, but he didn't want to spread it. He didn't want to be Mepharsim. Rav Moshe Medavka kept it a secret, but he said it. So I'm not ruling with the Debrez Sinner Rav on this one, with all due respect. I don't think Rav Moshe, I think Rav Moshe said it. I heard from two men, and then I heard from another person who told me he had a Reuven Feinstein in his house once, and Reuven Feinstein said, of course, my father said 100% you're allowed to turn off the gas.
Also, in these communities, I don't know about everyone does it.
It turns off?
No.
We're talking, especially the we're talking about turning it off with no food.
With a pilot on Yom
Tov? No food. Yeah. That's could be what Rav Moshe was referring to. Now, I happen to think that Rav Moshe could be, he said it. I don't know. I have no idea. I'm just telling you from what I heard from different people. He nowhere does he write it in the safe. So now what we have to get to next week is a different shaila. Okay. Whether Rav Moshe said it or didn't say it is a discussion. But first of all, we have to talk about the balloon in Eretz Yisrael. For those who live in Eretz Yisrael, is it better or worse? And I want to talk about a different shaila. So let's say you don't accept Rav Moshe. Is there a chap to get the fire out? What's the chap? You put up a pot of water. You make believe you're going to boil noodles. You boil up. What happens when you leave it?
It boils over.
Gas goes out. Now the gas goes out. You have to turn off the gas because it's dangerous. Is that gram? Is that mutter? Can I set it up in advance? Is that gram? What would that be considered? Now we'll see that many achrayim suggest that. That if you can't turn off the gas. So the one time I had this ma'isa, when I used to live in Kew Gardens, so I used to walk to my in-laws for the second day Yom Tov. So my wife, we were always very nervous to leave the gas on in the house with the burners when we left. So I asked my Rebbe. He told me, don't be so nervous. I said, well, I'm a nervous person. He said, Rav Moshe, he told me, Rav Moshe held, you can turn it off, but he wasn't a farsim. He told that to me, Pepemoli. He told it to me. But I still felt guilty, so I used the shina. Okay, I turned it off with the shina. But now that I learned the sugya, I think Rav Moshe for sure said it. I think Rav Moshe said it. So he told me, Rav Moshe didn't want to be a farsim. So I guess maybe we shouldn't be a farsim. But I think, if you go with Rabbi Tendler's logic, you're going to have a harder time with the gas grill. And I think if we'll see Belina the next week from the Netzer Mata'ai, you might have a better idea with the gas grill. What's better about the gas grill? There's a pause. It takes time. When you turn off the gas grill, it's a little longer than it is when you turn off the gas in your house.
So then it's grandma.
So then it might be more indirect, might be better. So depending
the
on
the gas, you know, is used up. What's left?
So that's the counter argument. The Netzer Mata'ai, this is Rabbi Friedman from Hungary, he wants to tell you that the bubbles in Eretz Yisrael, the balloons in Eretz Yisrael are better. Why? Because what's the pshat? It takes some time until the fire goes out.
But that's your own source.
And that's what Achrayim argue on him. But so I want to tell you, according to him, maybe the barbecue is taka better. The barbecue is a little longer than the grill. So if you go like Rabbi Tendler, the barbecue is worse. If you go like the Netzer Mata'ai, now Rabbi Vadya disagrees with the Netzer Mata'ai. He thinks he's 100% wrong. But okay, maybe next week we'll wrap this up a little bit more, and then we'll try to wrap up the sugya and move on to other inyonim related to Yom Tov.
Controversial. I think I told you once that I discussed this myself with Rav Reuven, who said, not this is, who said that Rav Moshe held that you could use a tea bag in a cliche.